Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the McCarthy Project live from Minnesota, where we have been attacking life and sports since 2001.
Good morning, this is Stephen McCarthy from the McCarthy Project, and we are coming to you from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I am totally excited to have Coach Greg McDermott from Creighton University. He coaches the basketball team, and he has been gracious to come on the show to talk about the subject we've been discussing over the last hour or so on the regular show about coaching your own kids. And he has one of the honors to coach his son at college. And so I asked him to come on the show to kind of share some thoughts as parents go through the youth years and into college, if that does happen for some athletes, to give some pointers and some do's and don'ts related to coaching your own kids. Greg, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Happy to join you.
Perfect, perfect. Well, before we go into kind of some pointers, could you give a little bit of a history? Because your son plays with you at Creighton. And could you kind of give us a little bit of a history as he grew up as a young player and then into college?
Yeah, you know, because I've been in college coaching for, this will be my 25th year as a parent, I just really had very few opportunities to coach any of my children. You know, our recruiting season is in the spring and in the summer where they could be playing AAU basketball or Little League baseball, and I just never had the opportunity to coach one of my kids outside of just, you know, messing around in the backyard or on the driveway. But, you know, Doug was a very good high school player. He won two state championships alongside Harrison Barnes, who's now with the Golden State Warriors at Ames High School in Ames, Iowa. And, you know, had made a decision to attend Northern Iowa, had signed a letter of intent there to play while I was a coach at Iowa State. And then when I left Iowa State to come to Creighton, Doug decided to follow me here. And it's just, it's really been a dream come true for both of us and for our family to be able to experience this together. We've had a lot of success the last 3 years, and Doug has been a two-time All-American his sophomore and his junior season. So as he looks forward to his senior season, you know, we're excited about having one more year together.
Cool. Do you think it was a benefit or that you didn't, you know, that you literally didn't have the opportunity to coach at a young level or younger years? Or do you look at it as something that, you know, you were able to keep the distance, or was it something that you could have done differently?
Well, it was difficult because of my schedule. You know, I think if you're going to coach a youth team, you have to be all in, and you have to be there for them and be at every practice and be at games. And my schedule with my job did not allow me to do that. So, you know, my first experience of coaching one of my children was really when I coached Doug for the first time 3 years ago.
And then how did that go initially?
You know, it was difficult at first. I think the challenge was, you know, it was really important to Doug that he was treated like everyone else, that he was just another one of the guys when we were in a practice setting or preparing for a game or at a game. And I was fine with that as long as he understood that he couldn't treat me like his dad during practice. He needed to treat me as his coach. And I think we've all rolled our eyes at something that our parents have told us to do 100 different times, and you heard it over and over, and you just kind of roll your eyes and say, yeah, whatever, I got you. And that's not acceptable in a practice setting when you're trying to change behavior, change you know, some habits that maybe Doug had on the basketball floor that we were trying to improve. So the biggest adjustment was on Doug's part, because for 18 years, my voice was his father's voice, and all of a sudden the same voice is his coach's voice. And that became a challenge for him the first season, but it's really the last 2 years we haven't had any problem at all, and I think he gets it, he understands it. And I think most people that watch us practice would have a hard time guessing that we're father and son based on our interaction and practice, and frankly, that's exactly how we want it.
Exactly. And then how did you work with the role of being a dad when he was growing up, when you felt that you, you know, as a coach, that you did know the path he should take? And then as a father sitting there...
Well, you know, obviously I was there for all my kids terms of, you know, what their interest was and the things that, questions that they may have about how do I improve, how do I get better. And certainly I could give them ideas and reinforce, you know, some of the things that were taking place with the people that were coaching them at that point in time. And I think that that's something that maybe has gotten lost in this generation of parenting, you know, when I was growing up, I would never ever think about coming home and telling my dad that I didn't agree with something the coach said or did, because my dad was taking the coach's side. And I think that's changed. I think there are times where parents, you know, try to make excuses for their kids and, you know, don't hold them accountable enough when it comes to sports and doing the things exactly the way that the coach asked him to do.
Unbelievable, because I think that I would agree with you there, you know, in the sense that coming across where the coach is the authority figure in the team and that you have to follow him, you know, and sometimes that may mean that you have to take a different role than you expect. How would you then modify the behavior to say, you know what, you got to listen to him?
Well, I mean, it was easy for me because I was a coach myself, and
yes.
My parents, you know, or you know, at that point in time, my kids, you know, they saw what I did. They were at my practices when I was coaching at the different stops that I've had during my college coaching career. So it really wasn't a problem for them. They understood that, you know, that they were to listen to the coach. They were trying to do what he asked. They were. My expectation is that they would play the role that the coach asked them to play. Now that doesn't mean you quit improving and you quit working in hopes of possibly changing that role. But if you're part of a team sport, it's different than being a wrestler, for instance. That's you're on the mat and it's you and the other guy. Basketball is a team sport, and you have to be able. There's a lot of parts that have to fit together for your team to be successful. And you know, fortunately for me, my kids have always understood that.
I think that's a great point. Could you develop out a little bit more of your thoughts around the idea of being an individual within a team? Because I think that is one of the pieces that kids, I don't think, understand, that you don't have to accept that role forever, but you can't change it. But they don't realize that they have to think for themselves in it.
Well, you know, it's much like I'm dealing with my 23-year-old son now that's got his first job out of college that, you know, it's probably not the job he's going to have forever, but the skills that he learns and the work ethic that he learns as a result of this job is going to help him down the road as he tries to change and move forward in his career. And being an athlete is much the same. You know, you're going to continue to add things to your skill set, regardless of the sport. You're going to get better with a commitment and a work ethic that's going to help you to improve. And as you improve, your role is going to change. And, you know, the reality of it is coaches want to put the best players on the floor to give themselves an opportunity to win, especially at the level that I'm coaching at. So it's, you know, it takes a work ethic, it takes commitment, and it takes an understanding of, you know, I've got to put my team first in this situation.
Any last thoughts before we let you go? I know that we had a short time. I do thank you for investing in our show, but any last thoughts related to the subject?
You know, I would just say that it's any parent that has an opportunity to coach their child, it's certainly allowed Doug and I to have our relationship grow, you know, beyond what we had as a father and a son because of, you know, to have at least, you know, there are youth coaches that are volunteering and they're coaching their kids. That's one thing. But I do it for a career. And to have your son involved in that, has been a real joy for me, and it's something that our family's going to look back on with a lot of great memories for years to come.
Done. All righty. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show today. For anybody that's interested, the athletic website is gocreighton.com. Oh, take that back, .edu. And thank you very much, Coach, for coming on the show today.
You bet. Thank you.